Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you today, as always, because we've got some Disneyland and Tokyo Disneyland news for you, some fun meetups coming up that we want to talk to you about, and our infotainment today is our picks for the best foods at Epcot Flower and Garden Fest Outdoor Kitchens for this year. Tony was able to go sample some of those, so we're going to talk about that. But first up,
and now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Tony's going to make an announcement about some really exciting stuff that he's very familiar with, which is Toy Story Mania, right?
Yeah. So, Walt Disney World has two attractions that are probably over-abused. One is Soarin' over in Epcot, and the other one is Toy Story Mania. So, Disney is going to do us a little favor, and they are actually going to expand Soarin' by adding yet a third theater. And then over at Toy Story Mania in the Hollywood Studios, they are going to add another track. So that'll be, I guess, three tracks over there. I think these are supposed to be done by 2017, so don't hang on to this, you know, quite yet. Don't get that excited. But the other thing that they will be doing is they will be updating all the screens and the projector systems in Soarin'. So that, I think, is well needed, because I was recently there, and the one theater I was in does have, sadly, some holes in the screen. And I think the projectors could go up a notch in the high-def. Technology's come a long way since this thing was put into action. So better screens and better projectors will just really enhance this experience and really make this eye-popping. Now, I'm going to throw a little rumor on top of this. I heard that they reshot the movie that we're going to see inside Soarin'. Or maybe we're going to have a different one in a third theater. I don't know how they'll do that. I've also heard that they did some exterior shots of the land pavilion, I think for some kind of teaser or promo for this. So we'll have to see what happens. I'm excited. Anytime that they're going to do anything to Toy Story Mania to make it a better attraction, I'm all for that. So have at it, Disney. The sooner the better. If you could do the Toy Story first and then the Soarin', that would be my preference. I'm just saying.
Man, I am so thrilled and excited. And yeah, we've been talking about the Soarin' rumor for like a year or something. You've known about it for a really long time.
Yeah.
Because you saw the helicopters or something, right?
Yeah, we saw the helicopters doing the flyovers over the Magic Kingdom and Epcot. And then I have some cast member friends that work in Epcot that saw them shooting some exterior shots for the land pavilion. So,
yeah. So I really feel like we got the inside scoop about that. So it's exciting that it's really happening. So that's great. Next up, we've got some news from Randy, our Disneyland correspondent. Remember, you can visit Randy at faithinthemagickingdom.com. So Randy shared some St. Patrick's Day news with us. So March 17th is St. Patrick's Day this year. And guests at Disneyland's Downtown Disney District can celebrate Irish heritage at multiple locations for various variations on the traditional corned beef meal, along with some special St. Patrick's Day entertainment. So here's what they're having at ESPN Zone. There's going to be a corned beef, cabbage, and potato special, and that will be available throughout the day on Tuesday. And you can get a glass of green beer to go with it. Tony, would you drink green beer if you had the chance?
I'll drink any beer. I like.
You don't care what color it is?
I don't care what color it is, as long as it tastes good.
Okay. The Ketal, if I'm saying that right, Ketal Restaurant and Uva Bar is offering a special feast throughout March. It's a sandwich featuring shaved corned beef brisket, house sauerkraut, secret sauce, and Swiss cheese served on a marbled rye rustic roll and served with a popular Uva Garlic Shoestring French fries. And this special is paired with Red Trolley Irish Ale by Carl Strauss. I'm getting hungry now. For St. Patrick's Day lunch and dinner at Ralph Brennan's Jazz Kitchen, there will be corned beef and cabbage along with a variety of special drink offerings such as green beer, baby Guinness shots, and for the more adventurous, George's Bayou Leprechaun Cocktail. From Friday, March 13th, continuing through St. Patrick's Day, Crossroads Restaurant at House of Blues will offer corned beef sliders, Guinness beer cheese soup, fish and chips, and a classic corned beef Reuben sandwich. On St. Patrick's Day itself, the dining and entertainment experience will be plussed with green beer, Guinness and Jameson specials all night, live karaoke with the Real Band starting at 8 p.m., and you can also get free glow sticks and beads that night. In the House of Blues Music Hall, a St. Paddy's Day bash with street dogs begins at 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And additional Downtown Disney St. Patrick's Day entertainment will be provided by traditional Celtic dancers performing in front of Wonderground Gallery from 6 to 10 p.m. Tuesday. And finally, Randy says not a new thing, but a milestone anniversary was celebrated last week. March 3rd marked the 20th anniversary of the opening of the Indiana Jones Adventure at Disneyland Park, the last e-ticket ride that opened at Disneyland itself. And there was an annual pass holder event on the evenings of March 3rd and 4th where a guest got to ride the attraction. But of course, we're also treated to a presentation by Tony Baxter and one of my favorite guys in the world, Tim O'Day. So those of you that got to attend that event, it looked like a total blast. I saw a few pictures on Facebook. But write to us. Let us know how you liked it and that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. I think there's going to be a lot of interesting things coming out of Disneyland.
I think so, too.
Okay, so I was just playing with this new toy on my phone. It's a new app that Disney put out, and it's called Show Your Disney Side. It's kind of fun and entertaining. I think kids will have more fun with it, obviously, than adults, but stupid adults like me.
I had a lot of fun with it.
Seem to have just as much fun. We'll get to that in a second, but let's talk a little bit about this. So it's a new photo transformation app that allows Disney Park fans to magically transform their favorite Disney Park's character. It's now available for the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and it's called Show Your Disney Side app. It lets users pick a Disney Park's character, take a selfie, then tap and swipe to watch their Disney Side come to life with special effects. And that's something I just found out, you know, by playing with this thing. If you tap it, the photo does some interesting things. It kind of comes to life. Krista, if you haven't done that, go back to some of your photos in the app and then tap them, and then they do all these kind of entertaining things.
Oh, yes.
So with Show Your Disney Side app, users can choose their favorite park characters, and these are characters from Frozen, and I really look like a good Kristoff, I have to say. Star Tours, Pirates of the Caribbean, and then the villains of Disney parks. And when users visit Disneyland Resort or Walt Disney World, they can unlock special Haunted Mansion characters such as the Hitchhiking Ghost and Madame Leota. They can also unlock these special characters by sharing 3 of their creations on Facebook or Twitter, which I did, and I got to unlock my Haunted Mansion side. Users can personalize their Disney characters with different costumes, different frames, and then by tapping or swiping the screen, special magic happens with that photo. You can find this at DisneySideApp.com. I would say go check it out. It's fun, and I think families can do some crazy things while they're waiting in line. And I think, Krista, we should have a contest with this app, and people should post their Disney side photos next time.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Because yeah. I really want to see some other photos besides my own.
Yes. So, and we're waiting on another $100 gift card. But once that comes in, we'll definitely launch that contest. So be sure to watch the Facebook page for that. All right. So next up, our Tokyo Disney news, which is coming at you from Trish and Chris at TDRExplorer.com. Thank you so much, you guys, for sending this over. The yearly event Tanabata Days is making a return to Tokyo Disney Resort from June 24th to July 7th this year. And this limited event brings a variety of entertainment, merchandise, and food for guests. The Tanabata greeting at both Tokyo Disneyland and Tokyo DisneySea will feature your favorite Disney characters. There will also be wishing places where guests can place their wishes. And these are located at the American Waterfront and World Bazaar at Tokyo DisneySea and Disneyland, respectively. Special menu items will be available at the restaurant Sakura in Tokyo Disneyland and Magellan's in Tokyo DisneySea. And then a special program, Tanabata Wishing 2015, at the Broadway Musical Theater at Tokyo DisneySea will also be held. This will be a separate ticketed event. So if you want to do the Tanabata Wishing 2015, you got to get an extra ticket for that. But this is a really fun time and a special time for them over there in Tokyo, and would be wonderful to be a part of that, I'm sure. Let us know if you've been or you're going to go this year. We'd love to hear from you and hear how it went. So, and then you've got Polynesian news, right, Tony?
Yes, we do. I think we said this a couple months ago, too, when I spoke to a cast member of the Poly. But again, I read this and I'm going to say it. As of April 1st, the opening date approaches for the Disney Polynesian villas and bungalows. Disney has started to reveal completion estimates for many of the resort's other construction projects. Guests with upcoming stays to the Poly Villa and bungalows are being contacted regarding the status of some construction projects at the resort. So the Polynesian recently renovated the main pool. The lava pool is expected to open, actually, April 1st. And that's weeks away, people. Weeks. The same day as the first wave of Disney Vacation Club guests, people will start coming to the resort. The lava pool will have a zero-depth entry, a 142-foot water slide, and an infinity hot tub, which I hear you can sit in and watch Wishes. This is going to be an attractive place in the evening, and I'm sure there are going to be lots of people waiting for this at night. With the lava pool available for guests to enjoy, Disney will be renovating the other Polynesian's East Pool. So according to Disney, the East Pool renovations will begin in mid-April of 2015 and continue through early 2016. One pool is going to open, the other pool is going to close. So I'm sure they're going to do right by that other pool. But we think we said this on another podcast too. There'll be more seating on the deck area around this pool. And we've also heard that there will be servers to bring you food and drink if you are at the pool as well. I'm looking forward to both of those things. Krista, any plans to stay there anytime soon? No?
It sounds like a dream come true. Yeah. It just sounds wonderful. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm telling you what, if anybody, give me a call. I'll be over to visit for a little while.
It may not be this year because I think the expo may deviate my plans, but probably next year I will rent the bungalow and have a little bungalow party. It'll probably be easier to rent, too, because I am sure there will be no available chance of me ever getting in there on the dates I want.
Yeah, so next year, bungalow meetup.
Yeah, and the last thing in the news that we have, before Krista has some other info to talk about, is I was just reading that there's a Dumbo live-action movie coming. And I thought there was a movie like this with Ray Liotta called Jumbo or something. Anyway, they're going to make a Dumbo live movie, according to Variety. Tim Burton is going to direct the live action. I hope he doesn't ruin it. I was not a fan of the Alice in Wonderland with Johnny Depp, and I don't know how Johnny Depp is going to be in Dumbo unless he's the ringmaster, because I'm sure he will. But Disney's been doing this with a lot of, of their animated, turning them into now live action. Cinderella's coming out. Tim Burton did Alice in Wonderland, as I just previously mentioned. I'd like to know what everybody thinks of this. Do we need to be turning these classic animated films into live action versions. I'd love to hear from you. You know how to reach us, DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a comment in the notes, or go to Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast and tell us what you think, because I'm really interested to know. And we also know the Jungle Book is coming too.
It sure is.
Yeah. What do you think, Krista, about those?
I don't know. I don't want to cast an opinion until I see it or kind of check it out. Normally, Tim Burton stuff, though, is a little scary for me because I'm just like that. So,
can he make Dumbo scary?
I don't know.
I want to see them make an elephant fly.
The things they can do with CGI, I tell you what.
Sure.
It's going to be interesting for sure.
All right, good.
So we have a meetup coming up, Tony. You know about the meetup?
No.
You do.
Oh, do I?
There's a wine walk coming. That's going to be really, really soon. Gosh, it's going to be here quick. I think it's the 24th. Let me double check my date. But we would love for you to come and join us on this Epcot Wine Walk. And, of course, the Wine Walk is something you can do any day of the year at Epcot. But we're just going to have some fun and experience this together. So this will be Saturday, March 21st. We're all going to meet at the Italy Pavilion at 7:30. And, again, don't worry if you don't drink wine, if you don't want to drink, it's not a requirement. Just come hang out with us, walk around with us, watch everybody else sample the wine. It's totally fine. We hope you'll come. 7:30, Saturday, March 21st, meet us at the Italy Pavilion. So that's that. And then just wanted to recap really quick. This weekend, I was very, very privileged to take part of a wonderful special event. And this was an event held over at the Celebration Golf Club, and it was called Be Our Guest, A Night with Paige O'Hara. And then the next day, there was a tour with Bob Gurr. The evening with Paige O'Hara was absolutely beautiful. Just want to thank Shelby Pickett and his good friend Jennifer for all they did to put the event together. We also had some very special sponsors that helped us out. I want to mention them. Jennifer Hardy at YourMagicalVacation.com, as well as Jennifer Green and Allison Jones at DestinationsInFlorida.com. Make sure to visit their website and check them out if you're going to be booking a Disney vacation. They will take good care of you. Paige O'Hara is lovely and beautiful and sweet and kind and everything that you would hope she would be. Just so gentle and soft-spoken, and she got up in front of the group and was actually very entertaining, very funny at times. Her husband, Michael, is a really big deal in his own right. You know, he's kind of an unsung hero, but this man, you know, he was Beast on Broadway. And he was also Phantom of the Opera in Phantom of the Opera, that show as well. And just a wonderful singer, actor, entertainer in his own right. And so sweet and charming. I had the best time talking to him. And just a wonderful event and a nice, you know, it wasn't a full dinner, but we had like chicken, steak, skewers and, you know, stuff like that. And the auction was fantastic. They auctioned off some amazing, beautiful items, and all the proceeds for the event went to help rebuild Walt's birthplace in Chicago. So if you haven't heard this story, there's a little house in Chicago that they found where Walt Disney was actually born, and he was born in this little house and lived there with quite a few of his siblings and his mom and dad, Todd Reagan and the gang at Walt's birthplace. They are rebuilding this beautiful little national treasure, and they will be adding a visitor center there as well. So hopefully people will be able to visit Walt's birthplace for years and years to come. But obviously it takes millions of dollars to do a project like this. So it was just very special and wonderful to be a part of this event, to help raise money for this wonderful cause, and just a magical, beautiful night. So I'm going to try to give you a little recap and post some pictures over on DisneyWays.com. And then there's already some on Facebook if we're Facebook friends, or if we're not, just come over and friend request me. I take friend requests from Disney Parks Podcast listeners. So come on over, visit me there, and you'll see all the pictures from this wonderful special evening. And word on the street is there's going to be another very special event, maybe this summer, with another very special guest. So just, you know, keep it tuned here, and if we can share details on that, we certainly will as soon as possible. So just want to thank everybody that came out. There's a lot of people flew in town for this event, so thank you guys so much. It was wonderful seeing everybody and spending time with you. So that's a little recap on that event.
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast Infotainment segment.
And next up, Tony, I think we have infotainment, right? We're going to talk about food, our favorite subject.
Absolutely. Always about food.
Here we go with our top picks for foods to try at the Flower and Food Festival, as we like to call it, which is happening right now at Epcot through May 17th. Remember, you can go around to this outdoor kitchens this year, just like last year, and sample all these wonderful low-cost little plates of food and drinks and fun stuff. So we thought we'd just give you kind of a list of our favorites in case you're looking for ideas and you want to plan your attack whenever you get to go to Flower and Garden Festival. So what's your first pick, Tony? What was your first one?
Yeah, maybe let's talk a little bit about the festival if you're not aware of what that is.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, maybe give it, I'll just run down a little summary, some of the things that's going on. First of all, they plant a gazillion plants and flowers and they really make Epcot look gorgeous. And what I think I heard today about this is this starts a little bit early this year. So this year they have what they're calling the winter plants. And then later on in the festival, they will change out all the plantings to what they're going to call more of a spring or summer planting. So if you come between now and maybe the end of March, you're going to see one type of plants. And then if you come later, you may see something different. It'll be interesting to see that. They have a whole bunch of topiaries. And topiaries are basically characters made out of plants and different vegetation and things like that. They're really fun. There's a whole list. I advise everybody to get the Garden Passport. And it has everything you need to know about flower and garden in one little booklet. That you can just, you know, flip in your pocket, carry around with you. So it has a list of all the topiaries. It has a list of all the different weekends and some of the special events that will be going on for those weekends. There's a list of the kids' activities, which include the play areas, the different gardens, and then the different activities for each weekend throughout the festival. It has a complete list of the garden rocks, which we've mentioned on the podcast before. It has a list of the outdoor kitchens, where to get some event merchandise. And they have some really interesting shirts and hats and things this year for the festival. You have then garden destinations, which are very special gardens that you'll want to go see. And then they have each food booth or kiosk and what they are serving, what food and what beverage they're serving. My other tip, which I did my entire time, is if you have an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus, I used Apple Pay at every food kiosk to pay for my food. I did not have to take my wallet out of my pocket once. Forget that little Flower and Garden gift card thing. Just if you have an iPhone, use your Apple Pay. It's a whole lot easier. Did you want me to start first? Is that what I was going to do next?
Yeah, sure, if you want to.
I forgot what I was doing.
Hey, you're the boss. You're the boss around here.
All right, so the first place I went was the Florida Fresh booth. I enjoy this at Food and Wine. There was supposed to be something last year at Food and Wine that they didn't. They replaced it with something else, but it was back this year. It is called the Watermelon Salad with Pickled Onions, Gourmet Farms Baby Arugula, Feta Cheese, and a Balsamic Reduction. And it was a little warm on Saturday, Sunday, one of those days when we were there. And I have to say, this was really a very cool and refreshing salad to have. You know, there's a good amount of watermelon in it that I felt refreshed. And I didn't feel like this was a heavy dish and, you know, I was, you know, kind of stuffed. It was just a very nice, cool, and refreshing dish. I highly recommend this if you're looking to kind of cleanse your palate and kind of cool down.
Yeah, I know that was my pick. That was really that's one you've really enjoyed year after year. So that's a good one. And we've had weird weather. It was really hot and then got cold again. And it's weird. Yeah. But the other thing I wanted to tell everybody too, if you like those little gift card wrists that go on your wrist for Flower and Garden, which I like those, they only come in clear this year. It's like last year, I think you'd get different color bands. And then one year they went to just these rubber bands, which was really like, okay, whatever. But this year they're clear and they all look the same. So I just thought that was interesting. I like those little cards. I don't think I'm going to do Apple Pay because it's easier for me to budget if I've got it on if when my money runs out, it's out. So that's it. Anyway, I think the first one I want to mention is over at the Smokehouse. They have some things that came back this year that I really loved last year. So probably top of my list is the pulled pig slider. That is really, really good because you've got the savoriness of the pulled pig slider, and then you've also got the coleslaw that goes on the top of it, and just like the mix of those two flavors, I really enjoy. And it's a nice little hearty, you know, kind of little snack. You eat that and something else and you're definitely good for a while, you know, go ride Soarin' or whatever you want to do. It'll definitely give you some energy for the next few hours. So that's one that I really enjoy, and that's over by the America Pavilion.
That sounds good. I like that too. The other place is also the other food item I like. It was also at Florida Fresh, and this was at Food and Wine last year. It's shrimp and stone ground grits with an andouille sausage, sweet corn, tomatoes, and cilantro. And this was really delicious. It came with, I think it was like nice, four large shrimp. You could probably even, you know, if there's two of you, you could have two each. But these were pretty hearty shrimp. I mean, if there was another person, you could probably split a shrimp. They were, you know, nice size shrimp. But the stone grits were, I think, cooked to perfection. And the sweet corn was really, really delicious in this. I highly recommend that Florida Fresh item as well. Probably one of my favorite places, even Food and Wine, is to go to this Florida Fresh booth because they have some interesting things there.
And last year, I didn't get to try it, but guess what's back this year? The Piggylicious Bacon Cupcake. Did you? And you got one when you went,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so tell us about it a little bit, because I haven't gotten one yet.
I think it was better last year. This year's cupcake, or maybe it was just the cupcake I had, really didn't have a lot of bacon in it. They have bacon in the cupcake, and then the icing is like a maple bacon, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Let's see what they have on this. It is the Piggylicious cupcake. Uh-huh. Yeah, with a maple frosting, right. And then they have pretzel pieces on top. My only thing about it this year was there really wasn't a lot of bacon in my cupcake. Maybe it just, you know, got the bottom of the batter in my cupcake. But definitely try it. If you're a bacon fan, you definitely want to go to the Smokehouse. Smokehouse Barbecue and Brews, because there's a lot of good bacon pork things over there.
Yeah, it sounds incredible. And I just want to share with everybody, if you go to kimandcarrie.com, so like two girls, kimandcarrie.com, there you have a recipe for Piggylicious Bacon Cupcakes from Walt Disney World. And this recipe was provided by Disney Executive Chef Robert Gilbert. So it's probably the real deal. And basically, you know, it's yellow cake mix, eggs, and then they're recommending bacon fat to replace the canola oil. This recipe doesn't actually have bits of actual bacon in the cupcake, but I guess you could definitely make it that way. And then there's a recipe for the maple cream cheese icing that goes on top. And then, of course, you know, you just do the little pretzels. That sounds like a lot of fun, something to do with the kids at home, and you can pretend you're at the Epcot. Flower and food, if you can't make it out here, you can make them at home. So that's kimandcarrie.com if you want to check that out. So what's your next food item, Tony?
Yeah, so it is from the Smokehouse Barbecue and Brews. Mm-hmm. This was the beef brisket burnt ends hash with white cheddar fondue and pickled jalapenos. That's a mouthful.
Yum.
And this was very yummy. I am not a meat eater, as you all know, but I did have a little piece of this beef brisket, and it was quite yummy. My only thing that I would like to have seen more of is probably a little bit more potato in my hash. But otherwise, the white cheddar fondue was delicious. And I'm not really a big fan on jalapenos, but these were not too bad. If you get a chance, stop by there because there are some other delicious, like I said, beef, pork, and smoked things at this kiosk. And they do smoke their own meat right there next to this kiosk. This is not done, you know, backstage in some kitchen or something. All of it is smoked right there on stage. So it smells like meat and pork for, you know, you can smell the beef and the pork as you're walking up to this booth.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah. I can't wait. Let's go now. Yeah. So for my next one, I'm kind of cheating because, I don't know, it's kind of like a drink. But if you go to Fleur de Lis this year, this is brand new. I'm so excited about this. You can get an ice pop, which is a combination of French peach tea. So French peach iced tea. It also has Grand Marnier peach raspberry liquor and vodka. And this thing, if you know, I haven't gotten it yet, but again, I've seen pictures and it looks like it's an actual little push pop with all these wonderful flavors in it. And from what I understand, even if you don't like the flavor of iced tea, you may like this. So it's a little bit slushy because of the alcohol. I guess I can't quite get it frozen really solid, but oh my goodness. That just sounds amazing. I can't wait to go and try that out. It sounds great.
Yeah, that does sound very interesting. Mm-hmm. And the picture makes it look yummy.
Yeah.
I think that's it for my list of things.
Okay.
I think somebody was asking me, the frushi is back. So if yes. you want some frushi, it is available.
Frushi is back. And I had somebody ask me about the croissant donuts, the cronuts, and those are all year long. And yes, they are still available. I just went to Epcot the other day and looked at the menu. So just so you know, you can get cronuts any time of year. But I also, a couple of really quick honorable mentions. Over at Jardín de Fiestas, which of course in Spanish means garden party, basically. You can go over there and get a blueberry pomegranate margarita on the rock. And that's all new this year as well. So I have to get over there and try it because it sounds amazing. But so definitely, I wanted to give that one an honorable mention. And there's so much great stuff to try. So I think the best thing to do, Tony, and you tell me, but if you go to DisneyFoodBlog.com and you can see pretty much, you know, everything they've got, the pricing, and really it's a good idea to kind of map out your plan before you go, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, if there are things that you want to try, I definitely suggest having a plan of attack. And, you know, figure out which way you're going to go and which way you're not going to go around World Showcase. The other thing, too, is, you know, I hate to say it, but weekends are really very crowded at any event at Epcot, whether it's Flower and Garden, Food and Wine, whatever it is. If you can, go during the week or even on a weekday at night. Those are usually the best times to go.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. I wanted to mention that as well. Just if you can try to go during the week, it's probably the best idea. So, but it is beautiful and you're going to love it. And definitely if you come down, let us know and let's, you know, we can try to meet up for a, you know, a blueberry pomegranate margarita or what have you. So let us know if you're coming.
That's good.
Right. Okay. I think that about wraps it up. Was there anything else, Tony?
That's it for me.
All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning into the Disney Parks podcast. We know there's a lot of great shows out there that you could be listening to. And we really, really appreciate you taking time to listen to ours. And we look forward to hearing from you this week on social media and all that fun stuff. And we will see you in the parks.
Hi, I'm Tony.
And I'm Krista. Tune into our show, Stars and Motor Cars, Saturday afternoons at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio.
Every week, you'll hear us chat with Disney legends, Imagineers, and actors like Pat Carroll, the voice of Ursula.
And I help them?
Yes, I do.
Disney legend and Imagineer Bob Gurr.
Pedro Hare, the voice of Belle.
Feast!
Disney Resort TV's Stacey J. Oswald.
And author Ridley Pearson.
And Bill Farmer, the voice of Goofy.
Something wrong here.
And so many more. You'll also hear your favorite Disney Parks Parade music.
Follow us on Twitter at Disney Podcaster and on Facebook.com/Disney Parks Podcast.
To get even more Disney fun, download our sister show, the Disney Parks Podcast, on iTunes. Tune in to Stars and Motor Cars, presented by the Disney Parks Podcast, Saturday afternoons at 6 p.m. Eastern,
3 p.m. Pacific, only on Sorcerer Radio.
SRSounds.com.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees.